Glenn the Toolbox Show. Podcast for October 16, 2013. Yes, I'm back for another edition of the podcast. Thank you so much for your download. Really appreciate it. So, what are we going to talk about on this week's podcast? And I emphasize this week because I did one last week. I don't know how long I'm going to be doing these podcasts for, but I still appreciate your download. But let's talk about last time I did a podcast. We talked about the job hunt. We talked about 21 reasons why you didn't get the job. And we also talked about buying a car. This week, I'm going to surprise you a bit. In case you have not heard yet, this person who is speaking to you right now has finally gotten a job. Yes, me. I got a job. Regular job. And we'll talk about more about that in a moment. We'll also talk about, you know, since I got a job now, I don't need to tell my tales of woe, but I still want to help you out. I just found this article on Yahoo News, and it's about how to get a seasonal job. Hopefully that will help you out with your job search, whatever it may be. And then we're also going to talk about another piece of news that's going on in my life. We finally bought a car. And we'll talk about the interesting things that happened in that situation. So, let's get right to the nitty gritty. I found a job. As you remember, last week I told you that I had a couple interviews with a couple law firms. One, it's a wait and see. It was a full-time position. And from what I've heard, you know, what this guy wanted, he wanted a lot of experience, probably didn't want to pay a lot for the person. He had a lot of people interviewing from Microsoft and other issue, you know, other areas. I didn't feel that I would be a good fit from what he's been saying. But the other one, the first one I interviewed with, called me back for a second interview. And it went great. And I told him about the other interview. And I got an email from, I told him, says, if I don't hear from you by 1 o'clock, I'm going to the second interview. And I showed the person I interviewed with the job description, identical what he was doing. So, he didn't email me by 1 o'clock or notify me by 1 o'clock because he's a very busy individual. But I did get a call or an email at 5 o'clock from him. And he says, waiting to talk to the other partners in the group because that's who I met with. And we'll be getting back to you shortly. And at the final line of that email, it says, I hope your second interview did not get go so well. So that was said and done. About Monday, he tells me to give him a call. So I, you know, about 6 o'clock in the evening. So he calls me. I call him up, and he asks how that second interview went, and I told him, says, you know, it went well. It's just a wait and see process. So he says, I'm glad they did not, you know, offer you the position. What he said to me that I need to discuss it with the partners, but I'm going to recommend you for the position. And he should be getting back to me sometime today. He was supposed to get back to me yesterday, but he was very busy. The day before, he wasn't feeling well. So it's a waiting game right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to have my phone right here. If you hear the red alert siren from Star Trek, and it's not my brother, that's a good sign. And I will stop the podcast, I will answer my phone, and then as soon as I come back, you know, from the call, I will give you all the nasty details. But I'm going to give you some of the details right now. Like I said, he's going to offer, you know, he's proposing me for the position, recommending me. Now, I don't know what could happen if the partner says, you know what, I don't think he'd be a good fit. But I don't think it's their choice anyway. So let me just give you a rundown You know, I really don't want to release the name of the law firm yet, but I'm going to give you a rundown of what they're asking me to do. It's website development and design, which I know how to do. Writing projects, which is a given. Blog development, which I have done in the past. Video production. Now, if you know me, I've done video productions for, you know, the radio station. Social media campaign development. Are you kidding me? The Led Zeppelin tribute group I work for, 53,000 as today. 53,200. And three. Gotta add the three. So, that's a given. The internet marketing strategy. I know how to do that. It's just a matter of doing other things. And then communications with our outside internet marketing vendors. Those are the duties that they require. The qualifications is have a strong organization skills, computer skills, ability to learn and increase their internet marketing knowledge and abilities. So, with that being said, like I said, I'm just waiting. So, I think it's going to be a good fit. Like I said, it's part-time right now, but that's a good thing since I'm heading to California for Christmas. Spend time with the in-laws. It's $15 an hour, which is not a bad thing. And they are looking to expand after the first of the year, which is another good thing. This law firm, they specialize in a little bit of everything. Not criminal law, though. They deal with real estate law. They deal with probate and wills and trust. They do environmental law, entertainment law, and they just got into family law. So I'll be writing a lot of blogs about different things in regards to what they offer. And I'm going to write them in a sense of trying to communicate with a lot of people. So hopefully this will pan out. You know, it is panned out. I see gold at the bottom of the pan. It's almost a done deal. Like I said, I'm just waiting for that confirmation, the official offer. So, you know, what's next for me? Like I said, I'm just waiting. I just went down to the local suit store that does discount suits, got some slats, got a nice couple ties, got some, you know, a lot of stuff, because this is a business professional place, and I want to look like an attorney that is meant to be there, and it's just dressing the part. So, you know, let's get into the happy totals for 2013. How did I get to this point? Out of, you know, when I first started in 2013, you know, just a new email address strictly for sending out applications, I sent out 324 cover letters and resumes. 324 since the beginning of the year. Now, that does not include the websites that I used for that had other email addresses. I don't have those totals because it was kind of a catch-all. And I didn't change them over to the current, you know, to the web, to the email address. Out of that, you know, that I've gotten response, you know, that's just sending out applications. The websites that I did apply through that did have my current, you know, email address, 443 returned my email. 443. That's either responding to the cover letter or responding to, you know, saying thank you for your email. We'll get, you know, your application. We'll get back to you. So that's a lot of positions. Now, I'm guessing that, you know, since I was on Monster, Indeed, Craigslist, Career Builder, and LinkedIn. That's five different websites I was on. Now, I'm going to say that maybe a few of those didn't have my address on it. I had a Gmail address strictly, you know, for sending resumes and cover letters and applications. and I think maybe Monster and Career Builder, and I think part of LinkedIn didn't have the Gmail address. It had the Yahoo address. So I don't have those numbers because the Gmail address, the Yahoo address was kind of a sending out other stuff and communicating with other people. So I'm going to safely say maybe 800. 800 total applications sent out. And out of those, I'm going to say maybe 600 gotten back to me saying, we're not interested. That's a lot since the beginning of the year. And I applied for this job. Let me see. The job was actually posted on September 17th. That was almost a month ago. Matter of fact, it is a month ago. And I applied for it, I think, on the 17th. And it had taken this long to get stuff done. So I hope this will, you know, pan out. You know, this thing will work out for me. It'll be a long-term thing. Hopefully a promotion down the line to a full-time position. I know they're planning on acquiring more office space. It's just a matter of time. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for everything you've done for me. I really appreciate it. Now my turn is to help you. Help you find a job. That's what my podcasts are going to be about. And they have been about. And they were helping me at the same time. So I'm going to continue to, you know, read these articles on how to get a job. Maybe some resume tips. Some other issues. Because I know how hard it is to find a job. I know how hard it is. So let me just read this article. It's How to Get a Seasonal Job by Caroline Kaufman. This is from Monster. And she gives some tips on how to get a job and maintain the job after, you know, during the holiday season. Because the holiday season starts in September, right at Halloween. Because there's Halloween stores all over the place. There's pumpkin patches. You know, there's haunted houses. You know, there's always seasonal help that's needed during this time of the year. And then it will die off until maybe about a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, because that's when Black Friday starts. And they need to train those people. So here's the thing. I just highlighted, you know, the tips. And I'll go into them just a hair's bit. It says, even though most advice suggests starting early, don't ever think it's too late. Because maybe someone found a regular job. You know, maybe someone it's found, maybe it just didn't work out with their schedule. So they'll quit. So they're always looking for someone. So don't think that, you know, Black Friday's, you know, maybe 2 days away. Don't think that all the positions are full. Apply anyway and see what happens. Then once you get the position, stand out as someone that can work and well during the holiday rush. I guess that's a good thing. You're saying that you're willing to work hard. You're willing to do what the job requires you to do. Another tip is be professional no matter what industry you're working in. So if you're working as, you know, someone that's doing, you know, stocking shelves during the holiday season, you know, it's standard business practice. Be professional, because if you're being polite and being professional, people are going to notice you for what you're doing. You might get left on after the holiday rush. Get ahead in the game. I really don't know what that means. Let me just read it for you. It says, be proactive, call back the managers of places you applied for or interviewed, but receive no response. Additionally, if you are certain retail shops you'd like to work in, contact the managers ahead of speaking the peak hiring season, according to this person's advice. You will allow the candidate time to create a relationship with the hiring manager, and the candidate will be on top of mind when the store is ready to hire for the season rush. That's solid advice. Always make relationships. Here's another tip. Be flexible and mean it. In other words, you're willing to work weekends, nights, holidays. It's just, you know, you're looking for money, and that's the reason why seasonal help is available. And you're willing to do anything for a decent wage. And finally, it's turn your seasonal position into a regular work after the holidays. A lot of positions will keep the top talent after the holiday season because they don't want to lose what they're really good at. And they'll offer you a position either part-time or full-time after the holidays because either someone didn't come back and they're let go, you know, from their holiday break, or they just have an upkeep in sales and they just need extra help, or they have open positions that they want to fill. So there's a few tips with this. Whether you're seeking full-time position or a continuation of your part-time job, your performance during the holidays will determine if the company keeps you on. Work hard, show up on time for every shift, don't call in sick if you can help it, and keep a good impression on the managers. That's always solid information. Here's some other tips, you know, trying to get your job. Look for strikes that need workers. I know that up here in Washington and maybe around the country, the grocery workers are planning to go on strike because of a contract dispute. Now, I know if I didn't get this position with the law firm, I'd be applying. Because it's almost a guarantee. So they're looking for people. They do pay a little bit more than the regular people because they're not going to pay you benefits. And it is short term. The only downfall is once you apply for a temporary workers position with a striking organization, you're not eligible to keep on after the strike is over. As a matter of fact, you're banned from applying. So just keep that in mind. Another tip you might want to consider going to your temporary job source locations. LaborWorks is a reputable one. Apple One. Keep a look at those. Keep in contact with those people. But always stay on their butt when it comes to trying to get you a position. If you are constantly looking, make sure that you are top of the list. So, with that being said, hopefully that will be grateful information during the holiday season. I know up here in Washington, we have a lot of temporary workers during the holidays because technical companies take the holiday break off, like Microsoft and Nintendo and a few and Amazon. So, always look for those staffing companies that are looking for temporary workers. They usually look just about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. They have to train you and they'll get you on the phones. And then when the holiday season comes, a week before, you're on the phones helping people out and you're making decent money. So with that being said, I really hope that will help you out. Let's get to the final subject, and that's we bought a car. We bought a 2013 RAV4 XLE with all-wheel drive. It does come with a sunroof. It comes with all-wheel drive. Comes with a in-dash entertainment touchscreen system. And it's kind of funny that all you have to do is press the screen to do whatever you want it to do. It's a great thing. It is in a blue. It's the Shoreline Blue Pearl. And we got a great interest rate. I recommend you go through Capital One Auto Financing if you have very bad credit and get pre-approved. Or you just file for bankruptcy. They will give you a decent rate. Let's put it this way. It was under 10%. And that's actually good. I remember when I bought my, when I had a Volvo. My interest rate was 23.5. and I had decent credit. So that's why you always have to get pre-approved for an auto loan. Just don't show up these places anymore because they will rape you. So with that being said, you know, there's a story behind it on how we got this car. And I'll try to keep it as short as possible because we're running after 20 minutes. And I try to keep my podcast about 20 minutes long. So anyway, we were looking for that particular brand, the Toyota 2013 RAV4, in the Shoreline Blue Pearl with either a gray or a black interior. And I went online. I found where one was located. It was north in Bellevue. So I called the guy up and says, look, I want to take a test drive. I'm just kind of looking right now. I want to take, you know, do you still have that car on the lot? And says, yeah, sure, no problem. So they says, all right, we're going to hold on to that car for you until you arrive. So a day before I check, you know, that dealership website, the car is missing off the website. It's been sold. So I call the dealership up. And I say to him, says, do you still have that one that I called about? It says, no, we just sold it, but we can get you another one. And it says, no, that's not necessary. I'll just call someplace down here. Hopefully they'll have it in my color. And if not, they'll probably buy it off someone and get it down here. So I call up, and I'm going to rat these people out because and I want you to let you know who these people are. Titus Wild Toyota on 38th and on 38th Street in Tacoma. That's who I called. And this is a true story. This is not slanderous. This is actually what happened. So I call these people up and they says, yeah, sure, we can get you the car in the color. As for, you know, interior color, it's going to be a shot in the dark. As long as you're not overly interested. So we show up on the day, we're taking the test drive, and the car is there. The car is there. Because they didn't have the car to begin with. And they try to say, well, once you buy the car, you know, once you, you know, we have, you know, the RAV4, we just don't have the color. You can test drive it, you know, and as soon as we get the color, you can have it after there. And it says, if I'm buying a car, I want to test drive the car I'm buying. Can you have it there by this time? I don't know. Let me put you on hold. They put me on hold. It says, yeah, we can have it here by that time. So we show up, and everything's great. We get this, you know, older gentleman. We get in the car. Car has zero gas. And the guy says, don't worry about it. If it's not blinking, you won't run out of gas. So we're putting it through its paces, and it was kind of acting funny. And the computer says 0 miles to empty, and we're still driving. And the car was acting funny. So my wife says, yeah, I want this car. I'm like, okay, I'll try to get the best deal. So we try to negotiate a deal, and you know me, I try to lowball. So I lowballed at $20,000 because the retail was on it. It was $26,500. Says, I can't go that low. Says, well, how low can you go? Says, well, how about invoice? And I says, no, that's not acceptable. You know, one, you don't have the interior color. I'm trying to, what I'm trying to do is devalue the vehicle. You know, it had zero gas. It was kind of acting funny. It has me concerned. And I says, this is my final number, $23,500. And the guy told me, he says, since the government shut down, sales have been down. And I've been trying to pound this into him. He says, look, you're not selling cars. I want the best deal. I know that, you know, you need money. And I think this is a fair offer deal. So this guy comes out of friggin' nowhere. I think he's management. I don't know who he is. I'm going to describe him. He was a white male, about 5'10", 5'11", maybe about 220 pounds with a goatee and glasses. He comes out and says, well, let me see. You know, he takes the paper and says, this is how much offer? And says, well, I guess we can't make you offer. Have a great day. Get out. And I'm like, aren't you going to counter offer? He says, no, that's not how we do businesses. Get out. I'm like, you know what? That's bad customer service. He says, I don't care. Get out. And I'm like, are you shit? You know, I'm like, are you asking me? You know, I'm like, He says, no, get out. He says, fine, I'm going to write your nasty review. I'm going to have you terminated. And I'm just going to, you know, go somewhere else. He says, fine, go, get out. So we left. And we were going to go out to another dealership. And I got kind of lost. So we went to a great place in Puyallup, right on River Road. And I bump into this guy. And he says, I don't know if we got the car in your color, but let me take a look, you know. So he types it into a system, says, guess what? One just came off the truck today in the color you want, everything. So we take it for a short little test drive. It worked fine. And I told the guy, I says, look, you know, we just got kicked out of Titus Will. You know, and I don't want to be kicked out of another one because of rude customer service. Says, that's not how we do business here. I says, that's great. Says, this is what I'm willing to offer. And I write down my number, 23.5. Says, I can't go that low. He says, well, where can you go? He says, I can go invoice. And I says, invoice, you know what? I don't want to pay invoice. He says, I know what you make on these cars. I know, you know, that you make good money on these cars. And he tried to, you know, devalue everything. So after it was all said and done, we could negotiate on a price of $500 under invoice, which was $24.5. It was only $1,000 difference. So, we got a great deal. Everything's all said and done. It's a great vehicle. Don't see Titus Will for Ford or Toyota. They have the worst customer service in the nation, if not the world. So, and that's my opinion, and it's actually fat. So, I'm going to end my podcast. And thank you so much for your compliments on the beautiful car. Hopefully, you know, it's something that we can really use a lot. And thank you so much for your support. As for what's going on what's going on with the podcast, like I said, I'm going to help you with job help. If you need help with your resume, please send it to me. I'm going to give you my Gmail account. It's Garnett, Garnett, Glenn, Glen, at gmail.com. That's where you can send your resumes to me, and I can kind of take a look at them, review them, and give you tips on what you need to do on trying to get a job. And if I see something, you know, if you tell me I'm looking for this kind of job in this area, I will keep my eyes open. It gives me something to do when I'm not working. So hopefully this guy will call me in the next few minutes. I'm going to check my email real quick. Maybe he sent me an email. And we're just going to wait a few seconds. And survey says nothing. So I'm going to end my podcast. Hopefully I will let you know the next time I do a podcast if it's an official offer. And I will give you the name of the firm, the location of the firm. It is in downtown Tacoma, by the way. Just about a block away from where my wife works. So I'll end my podcast. Finally! If you want more information about the podcast, you can go to the Facebook page, The Glenda Toolbox Show on Facebook. We're proudly sponsored by Toolbox Communications Seattle, and we proudly sponsor the Led Zeppelin Experience No Quarter playing at the Little Creek Casino this weekend. Show starts at 4. From Podcast Central on lovely Fox Island, Washington, this is Glenda Toolbox, signing off.
There's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate.
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate.
There's a party going on right here. A dedication to last.